Now time for Locker Room Chat with Valley Heights boys head basketball coach Drew Honus after a game on Tuesday against Hanover with the Mustangs falling short 55-45. And coach, this is a game where you play for the first time in 10 days, so difficult to kind of get them off to a good start. You guys trailed by as much as 16 in the first half, and then you guys were able to have a pretty strong second half for the most part. So just want to get your overall thoughts on this one.
Yeah, we came out a little bit slow and sluggish, but like you said, we were down 16 at halftime and got into the locker room and tried to fire them up a little bit and get us going. And I think it helped a little bit, you know, second half we came out and we were ready to play at that point. And we just got to get going a little sooner though, because it's hard, like you said, in this league, it's hard to fight back when you get down on some of these teams, because they're plenty good to take over a game. So if we can get going the first half and start playing four quarters, I think we'll be in really good shape. But second half, you know, we came and we fought and finished the game with pride and cut it down to 10. So proud of him for that.
Royce Ekstrom finishing with 14 points, Carson Spoons with 12. So now you guys will be hosting Axel, coming off a tough win at Donovan West on Tuesday. They struggled for most of this game. They trailed for the majority of the contest. And so they're really looking to hope to get off to a strong start after getting off to a bit of a slow start, much like you guys did here on this past Tuesday as well. So, Coach, with that being said, big game coming up. What are some things that you're looking forward to in this one?
Yeah, you can expect them to come out hot Friday. They're going to be ready to play for sure. I was just looking at the score in the Donovan West game, and they played them really hard. I mean, I didn't watch the game, but I mean, Axel's a good team, and for Donovan West to go in there and do that, that's impressive. So I think, you know, Axel's going to be ready to play. I mean, they're going to be fired up, so we got to bring it.
And this is kind of an interesting stretch for you guys. So you guys have 7 games left in the regular season, and 2 of your next 3 games are at home, with Axel coming into town on Friday. Then on the 5th, you guys will have a non-league game against Minneapolis. Then you're at Lynn on the 6th before we reconvene here on the 7th. And then after that, your last 4 games are all at home. So this is kind of an interesting schedule for you guys, where you guys have a lot of home games, but against some tough teams. So I want to get your thoughts on the schedule for the remainder of the way for you guys.
Yeah, the next 10 days is going to be crazy. It's going to be a lot. That's a lot of basketball in 10 days. So it'll be good for us, though. Before we get into sub-state, you know, see some of these better teams. We've got, like you said, some really – really tough schedule the next few games, and it'll be good for us. So, you know, it's good to see that competition and see what it takes. So battle tested, you know, it's good to be battle tested. So
that is for sure. And you guys are 2-3 in league play, 5-8 overall, but still right in the middle of the TVL race. And as you guys are in this spot to where you have some games against some of those teams that you're right there in the middle with, with that being said, do you feel like that you guys are in a good spot, or do you feel like that this next few days can really really send you back up towards the possible upper middle portion of the standings?
Yeah, I think we're still in a spot where we can finish towards the upper half, but it's not going to be easy. You know, it's going to be tough. Like you said, I mean, Hanover is a good team. We just played them last night, and they proved it. And Axel Friday doesn't get any easier. Lynn, solid team. They play well. They play hard. Centralia is really good. Centralia is very underrated in my opinion. But yeah, Clifton Clyde after that, it's going to be tough. So, but I think we're capable. So this league, you never know what can happen. And we come out and play well, we can do some good things. So I think we could for sure finish in the top half if we finish strong.
Yeah, anything certainly can happen in this league. We saw, as you mentioned, Donovan West, they had a lead going into the fourth quarter against Axtell, so anything can happen at any given night. And you compared it to the Big 12 last week here on Locker Room Chat. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always, and best of luck.
Thank you.
That was Valley Heights boys head basketball coach Drew Honus here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Blue Valley Technologies.